Blog Talk Radio.
Enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom. The King is coming.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Mass Deliverance, September 2002.
Of Jesus, come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Spirits of drug addiction, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free. Come over here, right here. Get on up here. Right there. Loose them and set them free right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free right now. Spirits of explosion, spirits of verbal abuse, spirits of martial art, spirits of cruelty, spirits of hatred, come out in Jesus' name. All these demons are crying out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirits of lust, in the name of Jesus.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Tyler, Texas, 14 December 2002.
Come out of him right now in Jesus' name, Satan. Come out, demon. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Come out, demon. Come out, the spirit of hate. Come out right now in the spirit of love. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, Satan. Move right now, man. Move. Move right now. Out of it. He hates you. He don't want you there. He wants you out of it right now. I command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. Come in, brother. Right now, get out here. Here. Turn him over. Amen. Turn him over back here. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Y'all hold his leg. Give him a leg a piece. Come out, Satan. Come out right now, my name. You can't have the kingdom, huh? You've been found out, haven't you? Loosen yourself and loosen money.
Praise God.
Is that your brother now?
Praise God.
Amen, brother.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God.
You feel that spirit come out, brother?
Oh, yes, sir. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Well, again, I'm going to make emphasis on this again in Mark 16, verse 17, 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Did you hear what it says? Signs follow them that believe. Believers don't go following signs, but signs follow them. And the first sign that he identifies is casting out devils. Pastor Wynn Worley, Mass Deliverance Service.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come out of the people now and let them go. If you do not understand what's going on here, whatever you do, don't open yourself with a critical spirit, because the things that are coming out are looking for places to go, and a critical heart will open you wide open. If you need help, make your way to the front. This is new to you. The demons are manifesting because of the authority and the power of Jesus Christ. They are screaming because they have to go, and they don't want to go. They don't want to lose their victims. Thank God.
Victorious and mighty overcoming name. The last soon coming King Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Hope y'all doing well. I really truly do. Of course, you know, all is well in the land of the living. We're doing pretty good here straightway, at least that I know of. We're alive. We're still in the faith. And Yahshua is still on the throne. Glory to the King. Hey, I greet you all. Got a few things I want to cover here. First of all, I want to thank each and every last one of you who contribute to Bud Freshenow's situation. It's bad. It was really bad. And it really helped that family out a lot. See, there's power in numbers, isn't it? Especially when each one of us can give a little bit here, a little bit there. It's just a true, true blessing. Also, you know, I did a video earlier about low carbs. Diets don't work. And the first thing it happened, boy, when I did that, man, what a hornet's nest. It's like they didn't hear nothing I said in the video, nothing I said in the video at all. Everybody's trying to give me their own personal experience, but I'm going to show you how people do. Check this out. The people that are doing the most complaining
on the one that was 300 pounds, and they've lost 40 pounds of weight in 4 months. Are you following me? No, let me see. December, January, February, March, April, May, in which 7 months they lost 40 pounds. And so I had to actually go in hard on one of them. I said, I'll tell you what, I totally disagree. You are wrong. And see, people just don't understand that there are so many different body types. There are three different body types out there, and they all act like they're experts. Every one of them do. And I guarantee you their energy levels are low. I guarantee you they're still spiking insulin in their body. They don't see it right now, but they're probably well on their way to being a diabetic. I guarantee you that one thing I said is I'm 50 years old and I can still run 2 miles in under 14 minutes. I can go in there right now and more likely bench 315 pounds at least one time. And I kept on throwing out and I said, I guarantee you're not athletic, you're not fit, you're not toned or any of that. I can't wait to see what type of reply I'm going to get. It's probably going to be somebody trying to take me on the chin. That's what you usually get with all these subject matter experts about everything in life. Everybody is a subject matter expert and everybody don't know nothing. Let me talk to you a little bit here tonight about a video I did earlier, Western Culture Thought versus Eastern Thought. Western Thought versus Eastern Thought. Let me tell you something. We got a lot of people today that claim the title of Israel. And everybody want to be Israel, but they only want the name. They don't want the culture. They only want the name. They don't want the instructions that Paul gave. Let me give you an example. Western culture is selfish, independent, individual. I got mine, you get yours, this is what I got. That's Western thought. Eastern thought is more family-oriented, more tribal-oriented, whatever I have, you have, and we dwell together in a village or a tribe or a community. That's Eastern thought. Eastern thought is that we have more of unity. And so when Paul, and most of you don't ever think like this, listen to me for a second. You don't ever think like this. You don't. Because the only thoughts you ever had is Western culture. So you get filled with the Holy Spirit. And the one thing you don't do is what Paul instructed the Romans do. You know, he instructed the Hebrew Romans to be not conformed to this world. What world were they conformed to then? Somebody say Rome. Rome. But be transformed by renewing of the mind. You know what the transformation is? You're transformed by the laws, the statutes, and commandments. Renewing of the mind so you can learn how to be obedient because you've walked in disobedience so long. And so what we do many times is we view the Bible through our Western eyes and we think we're discerning and we're thinking we're spot on and we got things right. And then we wonder why come things are still going awry and things are not working. Is that making sense? I mean, ain't nothing. If I try to follow this Bible, it says if I do this, then this would work. But I'm doing this, but it ain't working. No, in your mind you think you're doing it, but you're doing it after a Western mindset. You're trying to do the Bible through another religion, another culture, another perspective, another point of view, and you're trying to provide pagan, heathen principles that has been ingrained in your mind to a Hebraic book, a cultural Hebrew people, and then you wonder why it ain't working. Makes sense, don't it? And I just, no matter how many times I do it, I just can't get through people's thick head with these thought patterns. You just don't think Hebrew. You don't think Hebraic. You don't. You don't. If you discern something, you discern it from your life's experiences. If you discern something, you tell me what you do. You don't tell me what the book says. You tell me what you do. And that's the reason why there's so much trouble in the body of Christ today, because people really truly don't know who they are. They truly don't know the other guest calling number. You like to talk to Pastor Dial right back here, 515-602-9654. That's 515-602-9654. The drill is you actually get into the caller queue, and what you do is call the number. You may or may not hear an automated woman on the machine. If you don't hear her, or if you do hear her, it makes no difference. Press 1. I will see a little shield and a question mark sign that'll come up in the caller queue, the switchboard, and it'll let me know that you want to speak to me. Brother Shane is on the other end, man, in the board. And he'll put your name, if he's familiar with your name and your number, and we'll put you right in the caller queue, and we'll get right to you. The one thing I don't want is novels. I don't want stories. I don't care about your life story from the time you was knee-high to a snake shadow all the way up until now. I don't want to hear that. Get straight to the point, because there are other people in here that have questions that need to be entertained as well. Does that make sense? So I'll be right back here in just a moment. That's what I'll do after I go do the drill and give you some mailing address. Remind you, if you ever want to donate to Pastor Dowell, you just use dowell7000@gmail.com. That's my last name, Dowell, the number 7000@gmail.com, if you choose to. I really would appreciate it. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. All right, be right back here in just a moment. Israel.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right, so shalom, yeah, the King is coming. I'll be glad when he does come. I promise you that. I know you will be too, especially Israel. You know, it would suit me just well if we could put an end to this world right now and Jesus would come and get us. I promise you. I promise you, I ain't got to see nothing else in this world but Jesus. Nothing between my soul and my Savior. Hallelujah. Brother Vernon just got in from Straightway, Georgia. He's going to be heading on down with us. I'll be in South Carolina. Myself, Brother Scott, and Brother Vernon will be in South Carolina down there with L. Austin and the brother. And now we go to the next phase of the building. Now that's an extraordinary large building. And we're going to be framing the walls and hopefully the walls and the roof. We get down there and have good weather. Should be surprised. First thing we got to do is probably going to take us half day and move them trusses. We got to move them trusses off the deck, and then we got to snap lines. That's going to take a while to do that. Snap lines and lay it out, and then we go from there, and then we are going to roll. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. All right, get a calling number again back here on the board, 515-602-9654. This is the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Friday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Looking forward to speaking to you, and you. And the first caller of the night is Junior, call number 929-929. Brother Junior. Hey, Junior, how you doing, Junior? Junior, you there? Maybe Junior is muted or something.
Hey, we muted. Hey, Pastor. Hey, Pastor.
Junior, what are you doing?
No, I was in a location that loud noise.
Okay. How can that be, Junior?
I don't want to disturb. Oh, it's want you to thank you for the video what you did about X fitness and all that. I want to thank you for that. It's good, man. I'm learning too, you know. And I could learn, like, you know, I know I need to work on too, you know. And, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm in good shape, you know. And I listen, you know, I drink a lot of water and, you know, change, you know, certain diets, you know, certain food, and I'll pull my mouth, you know, like, you know, I follow you, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I know my body, you know what I'm saying? Our bodies are different.
Yes, sir.
And, you know,
yeah, everybody's different.
Yeah. And I know what I need, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I'll be in good shape, you know what I'm saying? You know. Even for now, shape, you know.
Well, I mean, you ain't got too much to worry about, man. You ain't all disproportionate, Junior.
Exactly. But, you know,
you make sure you keep yourself clean, though. You hear me?
Of course. Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm doing that big time, you know. Plus, I check myself, you know what I'm saying? Make sure I don't offend nobody.
All right, Junior.
Yes, sir. So bless you, Pastor, and, you know, be safe when you go to South Carolina, okay?
Hey, thank you for praying for me, my brother. Thank you very much.
Yes,
love
sir.
You, Junior.
Yes, sir. Shalom.
Shalom. So, hey, Junior.
Yes, sir. I'm there. I'm
now,
here.
I told you them Boston Celtics wasn't going to do nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I figured, but, you know, I have belief, you never know, you know what I'm saying? You're going tough, and you know, but you got a good future.
Right,
I ain't worried about that.
It's Shalom, Junior. Shalom, Junior. All right, let's go to Florida. Call number 813-813. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight With You radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Florida?
How you doing, Pastor Dowell? This is Jose speaking.
Who is it?
Jose, can you hear me?
Jose. All right, how you doing, bro?
How you doing, Pastor? This is the first time I've ever called in. I just want to say thank you for all that you do.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
You have changed my life. You've changed my family's life. And hallelujah. That's all I can say about that. I had a few questions for you, Pastor. Maybe you can give me some discernment about it. I've been shooting you some messages on YouTube. I'm not sure if you got it. I know you're a busy man. When it pertains to how we may be underestimating our enemy when it comes to Satan. Obviously on your site, on your ministry site, I picked up on some of those pamphlets about them lying to us about the ball earth. And it's obviously going pretty viral all over YouTube. I mean, YouTube's kind of destroying the analytics about it, and it's not getting the attention that it deserves, but obviously, you had it on your ministry for quite a while. Now, there's an individual online that actually talks about it, but he goes deep into the lies of Satan when it comes down, obviously, just like you do. But he goes, like, that they're staging these events that are taking place in the world with terrorism. I mean, obviously, there's some evil events that take place, but, for example, this recent concert, was it Manchester?
Yeah.
Where he kind of just picked it apart on how that there could be a possibility where these people are acting, where we got crisis actors out there. We got people literally, I mean, I guess when it comes down to what Jesus called the Pharisees, scribes, acting that your father is of the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning, a liar. I mean, could it be this bad? Could we be deceived to this type of magnitude?
Well, I know that they have a lot of false flags and stuff like that, but let me try to ease your mind and stuff. Anything outside the scope of the Bible is all conjecture. I mean, people can choose to believe or not believe. It has nothing to do with salvation whatsoever at all. And even more or less be concerned about Christ rather than having points of contention or divisions with people. You understand what I mean? If they want it, then it's not good. But, you know what I mean? It really doesn't make any difference in a grand scheme of thing. If the earth is a sphere, if it's flat, it really don't make any difference. I mean, it's good knowledge to know if you want to know, because it's not going to have anything to do with your salvation or getting you closer to Yah. But that's what 100%. You need to stay focused on more than anything. You need to stay focused on that. And, of course, you know, the occult is always busy in this world. Big time are they busy. They are busy.
Yes,
but what we need to do is, like I teach the people here, don't worry about knowing too much about evil. Learn that which is good, and evil will be easily discerned.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yeah, it does. It's taken me a little bit by storm. You know, I feel like if more people learn the truth about, you know, at least I've come to the conclusion that we are being lied to about the fall earth. And if they come to the conclusion God, they can hear the word of God a lot easier, I guess, you know, with Satan deceiving
them out. I'll give you an example. Let me cut in here for a second. You see, what I do is I usually hit people with stuff like this. You know, the three main pillars of Christianity, they're all of them are lies. And if you can learn that subject, you'll draw more people with that one than you will with any other subject. For instance, the three main pillars of Christianity. Do you know what the three main pillars of Christianity is?
Well, I would say, obviously, the Sunday worship got me all. I mean, it blew my mind once I read the book and realized that all these people going to Sunday church, Sunday worship, are all deceived.
All right. What else?
That one. I would say the pork eating. Obviously, I've not eaten pork in almost a year and a half now since I've obviously been saved and born again.
But that's not one of the three main pillars, but keep going.
Oh, it's not one of the three. Keep going. Please enlighten me, sir.
All right. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Sunday, Christmas, and Easter.
Oh, yeah. Those are gone, by the way, in my life. They've been gone for a while, those holidays. Yes, sir.
Three main pillars of Christianity.
Yes, sir. I listen to you guys all every Sabbath, obviously. Listen to you every Sabbath and watch your videos, you know, every day pretty much. I went ahead and got on Patreon as well. Definitely a blessing just to be able to hear you, Pastor.
Can you hear me?
Did I lose you?
I'm just fighting with the switchboard for some reason. It's going crazy back here. And don't know why.
Yeah, I was. I had a few buddies of mine. I have a circle of friends, you know, and I try to give them, you know, send them to your site, send them videos of you preaching and teaching. And obviously, they don't have nothing against you. They just, you know, we still have the war of the world, if you know what I mean. We're raised and reared in the world. Oh yeah, they definitely have an issue with it. Of course, I'm not sure if they're clicking on it, but I do send it to them. You know, when it comes to, like, say, 2 Timothy 3:13, I sent them today that scripture, including 2 Timothy 4:4, which obviously just explains how we will turn onto fables, and we will believe. You know, deceivers will wax, you know, more cold and will just continue to be deceived. So I just wanted to pick your brain to see how much you concern yourself with that deception. And obviously I got my answer. You obviously, you know, just stick to the Bible, stick to truth.
Make sure you listen to us in the morning, 11 o'clock on online-church.org. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Always. Every Sabbath.
All right, brother. Go ahead and get on to the next call, but it's good hearing your voice.
Yes. Yes, sir, Pastor. You have a good one.
Be encouraged.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, shalom. Let's go to Brother Onwa, I guess, North Carolina. Call number 919-919. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
How you doing, my teacher? How are you doing?
I am blessed of the Most High, y'all. Highly favored. I can help you, sir.
Okay. I got a few things, but I'm going to just keep it short tonight. I want to say one thing. You know you have a holy laugh.
Do what?
You have a holy laugh.
A holy laugh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because when you laugh, it warms my soul. It warms my spirit. Even though you can go and be serious, but it's like I can feel something when you laugh. It's just utterly amazing. Me. And it just really dawned on me when you were talking about the women not wanting to be feminine. Oh, man, you stirred up a hornet's nest with that one. But I wanted to ask you this, because I'm happy for the video. I'm so glad that you put that out. But I tell you what, after hearing it, I feel like I've been bushwhacked. I've been beat up. I'm lost. Because I'm like, do women in straight bread really do these things? I'm like,
No. The women in straight way, when I make videos like that, I am not talking about the women in straightway or the women in the ministry.
I'm talking about the good things that they do, about working with the husband when he gets home and calling him master and things of that nature. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And
they do it on their own accord.
That's amazing.
Very honorable, very respectful.
Well,
and they equally get the same honor and treatment right back.
Yeah, that is truly, 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 truly amazing. I'm just so impressed, and it just makes me just like I'm almost at disgust right now because of what I have in my life. And it's just, you know, when the Lord said my people pass for the lack of knowledge, man, I'm going to tell you what, I just keep on doing what you're doing, but you're opening my eyes and my heart and my mind to so many different things. And I'm in an unholy situation that I'm going to get rectified, y'all's will, because – but you're amazing. And thank you so much. Just keep on keeping on. I love your laugh. I love what you're doing. I love you keeping it real. Because you know what? One thing I always do, I open doors for people, and you are absolutely right. It's an issue. And I'm like, what is the problem with a man opening the door for someone or a man helping someone out in the community where somebody, if you're helping out a female, well, she got to think like, you must want something. And I'm like, I don't want anything to you from you. I'm just doing what a man is supposed to do, but it amazes me. Just amazes me. So you're awesome. I love you. I'm going to listen to you till I die. So God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All right, let's go to Indiana, Brother Brandon. Brother Brandon, calling number 219. 219, Brother Brandon. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you, sir.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dowell, and Shabbat shalom, family of Israel. Bless you,
man.
All.
Bless you, my brother. How you doing? Good to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm doing well, Pastor. You know, staying encouraged, staying in the fight.
Looking forward
to partaking in the Most High Moedim, Feast of Pentecost coming up. That's gonna be a blessing. No, so it's just amazing how you know. Majority of the people, you know, are Christians in this world, and they say that the Most High laws are done away with. We don't have to obey them or anything. But when I read the book, all it says when we're in the kingdom, in paradise, we're still going to be partaking in the feast of the Most High, Yah, keeping the Shabbat and everything else.
True.
It's just something.
True.
It's just amazing. I just shake my head and laugh when I hear them say, you know, we don't have to obey and the laws are done away with. I don't waste my time.
I don't blame you, brother.
Yes,
cast not your pearl before swine, and don't give that which is holy unto a dog.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is correct. And I'm still enjoying the Patreon account. That's some valuable information there. I appreciate it.
Man, I'm glad you are. I have quite a few people, man, that are really, truly enjoying their patron. Right now I'm on the fitness thing because, you know, the question came and I just started rolling with it. I mean, I'm going to get off of it, you know, next week and get on something else. I guess it's good to have that information out there for those who are inquiring.
Yes, sir. That information you gave out in one of the videos with the Patreon Block Talk Radio, so that would be good, I think. That would be great for the Patreon family.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm gonna try to shoot for, you know, make it simple, what the world calls Wednesday, you know what I mean? And maybe open it up for an hour, take an hour phone call just from the patrons, man, because I got some faithful people over there.
Yes, sir, we are. Yes, sir, we are. But I was just
you know what I like about Patreon, brother Brandon? What I like about Patreon is that they, you notice there ain't no trolls over there?
Yes, sir.
There ain't no trolls over at Patreon.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Everybody there for wise information and counsel.
Hallelujah.
Valuable.
All right, my brother. Good to hear from you.
Same here. Bless you. Shabbat shalom.
Be encouraged. That's Brother Brandon up in Indiana. Let's go to Kentucky. 859-859, Pastor Dowell. That's who I am. You're on the Straight with Jews radio broadcast. I can help you there in Kentucky.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dowell. This is Brother John, Brother Chris's son.
Yeah, how you doing, Brother John?
Doing good. Been very busy, sir, and I know you have been as well. And like Brother Brandon said, I've noticed all the videos coming out on Patreon, and because I've been really busy, I haven't had time to keep up with YouTube and Patreon as well.
Well, hey, you'll get a chance to catch up.
Yes, sir. Now since school's over, I have more time to work on the land, help Dad, and expand the lawn mowing business.
Hallelujah.
So it's been a blessing having all the work, and soon the land will be ready for sheep. And I know Elder Becker told my dad he'd like a land update video for us, and we'll be putting that out here soon.
Glory to the King. People can't wait to see it.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll get off here so other people can talk to you, sir. And I'd like to say Shabbat Shalom to you and Shabbat Shalom to Israel. Shabbat Shalom.
All right, bless you, Brother John. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to New York, Brother Mike. Call him 646-646. It's Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight with Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Mike?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, my shepherd. How you doing this evening?
Hey, bless you, son. All right. Doing all right.
Well, I'm just calling in, like usual, just to say Shabbat Shalom to you and the family. Thank you for all the videos. You know, it's really helpful, especially in this time as we in the city, and you know how the city is. There's so many things going on in this city. And, yeah, especially since it's summertime now, there's too many things going on right now. And,
And the Big Easy,
yes,
ain't they?
Yes, sir. I pray that the Father gets me out of here as soon as possible, as I keep working hard to get myself to get up out of here, to get out of this city environment. So I'm just working hard, trying to get myself out with the brethren and just get ourselves focused on the feast coming up, Pentecost, and just being prepared to do the Father's will. And I go with you on with Brother Junior said with the Celtics. Yeah, Cleveland was going to win that all the way. We all knew that.
All right, my brother.
All right, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Love you and love all the family. See y'all soon.
All right, let's go to Nebraska. Brother Robert, call number 402. Brother Robert in Nebraska, call number 402. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast. I can help, Brother Robert.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dowell. How you doing?
Blessed of the Most High, y'all, highly favorite. I can help, my brother.
Hey, been about a month and a half since Passover. I just wanted to give you an update.
Yeah, let's hear.
About Brother Viota, remember the man that was in the wheelchair?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you an update, you know, on what's going on with him. And he no longer needs that wheelchair, Pastor.
Glory to the King.
Glory
to the King. Hold on 1 second, all right?
Yes. Yes,
wisdom that is flowing. Excellent.
You know what the deal is? You know what the deal is, Brother Dominic?
What's that?
I liken patron to kind of like, you remember how Christ, when he was here preaching and teaching, he would preach unto the multitudes? That's you too, preach unto the multitudes.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, he would take his people over to the side, and then the Bible said he would expound unto them a more excellent way. In other words, he give them the kingdom. He said, for you is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. But to them that are without, it ain't given to them. So that's how I liken the difference between YouTube and Patreon.
I'm telling you, it's a completely different aspect. Pastor, I really appreciate that you went over there.
Well, thank you.
Pastor, I just had one quick question I wanted to ask you.
Go ahead.
I don't know if it was last week or a couple weeks ago, but this is not the first time I heard you say this. You mentioned the spirit of Ichabod. What is that?
Ichabod. The spirit of Ichabod is a spirit that is associated when the glory of Yahweh has departed. You hear that?
Yes, but I don't understand.
I tell you what, you got some homework then, don't you? Because it's written over in the Old Testament. Ichabod. Go check it out.
I will definitely do that. All right, my pastor. That's all I wanted to ask you. Bless you, and I'm really, really looking forward to seeing you tomorrow morning. Bless everyone that's in the tabernacle right now and the saints that are all listening all over the world. Bless you, my pastor.
Bless
you,
son. Be encouraged. Shabbat Shalom. Go to Brother Miguel. Call number 775-775. Brother Miguel is Pastor Dow. You're on Sherbet Youth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, sir?
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, my shepherd. How are you?
Shabbat Shalom. Doing well.
Pastor, I just wanted to call in. So I know it's been a while, and I just wanted to let you know I'm still in the fight.
Hallelujah.
Loving getting rebuke when it's necessary and loving it. Open rebuke is better than secret love, as the word says.
Yeah.
And I just had to give a shout out though, because you cut me deep a little bit, Pastor, when you talk about my Celtics.
Yeah.
It's interesting watching that whole thing come to fruition. You know, I'm still of the belief that all that stuff is fixed anyway. So.
I'm just joking around with Junior, because I didn't watch the game. As a matter of fact, I ain't watched none of them.
Yeah, I didn't either. But we're definitely looking forward to this Shabbat. Gonna have the brothers over from Dallas, Brother Josh and his family. All the men are gonna gather here at Brother Greg's home, and I'm gonna have a great time in the Lord and in the Master, and gonna be a great time of Eastern Fellowship. Looking forward to it, and looking forward to seeing you tomorrow as well. And thank you very much for going on Patreon. It's been a blessing.
Well, bless you. Thank you, sir. Shabbat Shalom. All right, let's go to Georgia, the Sister Shekinah. 404-404 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Sherbet Youth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, sister?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. This is Brother Ray.
Brother Ray.
Yes, sir.
This man, how you get? All right, how you doing?
I'm okay. How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm blessed of the Most High. Y'all highly favored, getting it done.
Yes, you are.
Getting it done.
I have a question, sir. I was reading in Deuteronomy 22.
Deuteronomy 22. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
And I came across where verse 6 starts, and it's when you come upon the bird's nest along the way in any tree or on the ground with young ones or eggs, with the mother sitting on the young or on the eggs, do not take the mother with the young, Let the mother go without fail, and take young, the young for yourself, so that it might be well with you, and that you shall prolong your days. What is that speaking about, Pastor?
I have no idea. I actually need to go back and read it myself, man. I don't have a clue what it's talking about because I ain't had a chance to look at it. I have to read it in context. It's got to be, it may be talking about something, but you know what I mean? You have to read it from the beginning of the chapter to the end in order to find out exactly what it's saying.
Yes, sir. Okay. Okay, thank you, Pastor. My wife had a question too, sir.
All right.
Yes, you guys. I don't have no question. I just wanted to say, hey, you know, I love you, you know. Just wanted to bless you. That's all. Say, hey, Mother Carol, bless her. Bless everybody. I love you. That's all.
All right. Bless you, sister. Shalom, shalom.
Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
Glory to the King. Man, that's a good question. I need to look into that. Y'all brothers looking at that, too. Man, I won't call me all this. All right. Hey, let's go to Wisconsin. Caller number 262, Brother Jim. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Servant Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Jim?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow. We are just doing fine tonight. It's a beautiful, beautiful sunset going down as the Shabbat is starting for us here. And just calling to, you know, greet you. Kind of the only question on my mind was, how was music practice tonight?
It was pretty good. It's pretty good. We actually spent the majority of the music practice trying to work on some new, not praise songs, but worship songs.
Hallelujah. You know, there is a difference between praise and worship. Hallelujah.
There is a vast difference.
You know, many people don't get that. Hallelujah. You got me excited now because that's something I'm passionate about.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's what we're working on because, you know, I mean, we may reinstitute some of the songs. One song I know for sure we're going to probably do again from what we did 15 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, I'm probably going to contact Elder Doug in the next week. Was kind of wanting to maybe get some MP3s if he has some of what you guys have done there.
Okay. Oh, you want to listen to music practice?
Well, I mean, you know, either that or just, you know, some of the songs. And I know that you have some of your songs that you put up onto YouTube as well. And I can find
right.
those.
Oh, that reminds me. I'm glad you said that, man. Man, I got somebody. I got to find that letter. Sister Nelly, I want you to find that letter of that sister. I think it was somewhere in Washington State that asked me for a CD. She asked me for a CD of our songs. All right, I need to get that out to her as soon as I get back from South Carolina. All right. Okay, thank you for reminding me of that, bro, Jim. Didn't even know it, did you?
No, I didn't. But you know what? If you could send one my way too, I'd really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's gonna take me a little time to put these things together, but you know, somebody had asked and I'll get into it. We'll figure it out some way, my brother.
Oh, I know. You know, and I just want to tell you, you know, I'd already told you, but you know, continuing to push through, it's been a little bit tough this week, but what I've set my face and mind towards is that, especially here in the house, I'm not, you know, walking with the use of my cane. I'm just walking.
All right,
oh,
my brother.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
Ah, you see what I was doing, huh? So,
yeah, it's a little bit delay. You know, we see you. You know, either that or you send me a message, one or the other.
No, I'm messing with the children. I'm messing with the children as well. So how are you doing? Are you gaining some of your wind back too as well?
I've always had good wind. I've always had
okay.
good wind. The biggest challenge for me is being in balance, sometimes I have to push through some pain. Seems like the pain has gotten a little bit strong these last few days, but I just have made up my mind I'm going to push through that, and I'm as I've told you before, I'm believing in the healing.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King.
And that's, you know, that's pretty much it right there. I'm believing it. And, you know, I've really appreciated, you've heard from so many people, so I'll just chime in once again. You've heard from me, too. But I'm really getting a lot of insight from what you've done in your fitness series on Patreon.
Well,
a lot of insight.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Well, that's all I have for you, sir.
All right, my brother. Bless you, Brother Jim.
Bless you, Pastor Dal. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. All right, let's go to Pennsylvania, Brother Zach. Call number 717-717. This is Pastor Dal. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I can have Brother Zach.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. How are you this fine evening?
Doing all right, my brother. How you doing?
Pastor, I'm hanging in there. I wanted to give some praises and share it with you and the other radio listeners. After 10 years, I recently got back on a motorcycle. I had an accident probably about 10 years ago, and I, because selling my Corvette and other things for financial reasons, I ended up picking up a cheap bike, and I've been very blessed. I've been using that to get around, and I just wanted to give the Most High praise for keeping me safe in that and not having me, any accidents come upon me. So I wanted to give.
Oh, hallelujah. Man, make
yes,
sure
sir.
You be safe out there. People don't see motorcycles too good.
Yes, sir. I know that all too well. Also, I wanted to just say what a wonderful blessing it was for what you did with Brother Bud. He was certainly blessed in that respect. But I think I can speak for others as well as myself that I. It felt really good for me to see all the generosity of your followers on YouTube and many of the Straightway Saints, coming to his aid, and that was really, really something. And what you did for that man was just downright decent. And I'm honored to be a part of your community that would help someone out in such a manner.
Well, hallelujah! Do you know, Brother Zach, that I have never ever met that man face to face, that we've only just built a relationship over the telephone.
I thought you may have mentioned that in the video, perhaps not. But go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that. And you got to understand that man's life has really truly been touched because, man, he has had a hard way to go in that religion of Christianity. I mean, a very hard way to go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's just again a wonderful thing, and seeing that video uploaded, I was getting teary eyed watching it myself, because it certainly hit at the heart.
Yep.
And the last thing I had, Pastor, I had a question for you. I actually read about I didn't know this, but there's actually three different Zacharias in the Bible, and I was reading. I read Luke chapter 1. A few months ago, I read through Luke, but I missed missed a lot of the fine details with the father of John, John the Baptist, the father of him.
Yeah.
And my question was, before he was made dumb, he was in the temple, and it said that I'm paraphrasing here, but said that he was burning incense. Were there like a particular type of incense that the ancient Hebrews used, or is that just like a custom that they had during the temple if they were, getting ready to do an altar sacrifice? I'm just not too familiar on that.
Well, a lot of times that I know, they had all different types of incense and stuff like that. Believe it or not, they even had incense made out of frankincense and myrrh, all kinds of stuff, man. I mean, different smells and stuff, but see, If you go and read in the book of Yeshayahu, too, it talks about that our prayers actually go up as sweet incense, too, letting us know how that the change instead of us actually physically lighting incense. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it. You have to be careful about when you buy certain incense coming from certain areas because you don't want nothing coming from India or any of these pagan countries, if you understand what I mean.
Yes, sir, I do.
Because incense actually smell pretty good. But, these people, man, these witches and everything else, they lace these incense, man, with spirits. So then and they used to actually burn incense when they went into the temple. They went up as a smoke and a cloud.
Yes, sir.
But now, today, the incense is our prayers.
I understand, Pastor. Thank you very much, and bless you. Safe travels to continue building that home, and bless all the saints and straightway. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, my brother Zach. Shabbat shalom. That's Zach Dowell. Let's go to Utah. Brother Jason. Call number 385-385. Pastor Dowell here on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. I can help Brother Jason.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dowell.
Shabbat shalom. How can I help you, my brother?
I'd like to thank you for all the wisdom you've shared on YouTube. That's how I came across you. It was a suggestion when I was watching a MGTOW video. But,
well, hallelujah.
I've been able to, yes. I have gained a lot of wisdom from you. I no longer partake in swine, and granted, I never really liked it too much before, but now I don't eat it at all. And I'm now consciously aware of anything I eat. Also, I'm now preparing, which I'm going to actually join your Patreon because I hear there's a lot of videos about that wisdom. But I specifically call it
a
day.
Of video over there.
That's why I'm going to go join them. But I'm currently asking about, you mentioned in lists of things that they're trying to poison us with, pesticides and whatnot. My current occupation is actually applying those. I'm driving home. Pesticides. I apply pesticides at people's homes.
Okay, yeah.
And I was curious if you could elaborate a little bit on that, just because I don't actually know how, considering everything I read about the chemicals I use say they're safe as long as they're handled properly.
Well, I mean, as far as you're doing on at homes, it's mostly kill weeds and stuff like that. When I talk about pesticides, herbicides, stuff like that, I'm talking about mixing that stuff with vegetables. You know how the farmers spray pesticides and herbicides with vegetables, thereby everything you buy in the supermarket has got that junk in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's why I advocate trying to grow their own food.
All right. And I'm planning to do that as well.
Hallelujah.
Thank you very much, Pastor Dell.
Well, bless you, son. Stay in touch.
I'm going to keep calling in. I'm one of the only people.
Hey, man, you're breaking up on me, man. But we got another family out there. Bro, say, write that number down. We got family out there in YouTube, man. We got family out there in Utah. Bro, Jason, you could probably, there's another whole group out there in Utah, man, we could probably put you in touch with.
That would be amazing.
What you need to do is, Bro Shane will write it down, but you need to call the dining hall, leave your call-in information, leave your contact information, and we'll put you in touch with them, all right?
That sounds like a grand idea. Thank you very much, Pastor Dow, and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat shalom, son. Shabbat shalom. Glory to the King. Let's go to Kentucky, Brother Myron. Call number 859-859, Brother Myron. This is Pastor Dowell, University of Truth Radio broadcast. I can hear Brother Myron.
Hey, Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dowell.
Hey, bless you. How you doing, sir?
Doing good. How you doing?
All right, Brother Myron, the younger bucks around here, the young boys, they want to know how old you are.
40.
40 years old. Y'all hear that, young guys? 40 years old. Yeah, we had me and Ariel was coming up the hill, and he was talking. He says, well, yeah, I know you can't beat me in, can you beat me in pull-ups, Pastor? I said, you know I done injured, that's how they do it. I said, you know I done injured myself. And you know I ain't been able to do no pull-ups ever since his injury. I said, I tell you what I'm going to do, though. I said, I'm going to call the brother Myron, and I'm going to get him to stand in proxy with me, and then you can do pull-ups against him. How about that?
Yes, sir. I got you, Pastor. I got you.
then he starts saying, well, I'm 18 years old. I ain't fully developed yet. I said, I don't want to hear all that.
Oh, that's hilarious. No, but I wanted to say that I ain't been the same since I left that place.
That's my son. But you ain't been the same since you left here, huh?
No, sir. Not at all. And I couldn't wait to get here and tell my wife, and she's so excited for me. And I never would have thought that I would ever call another man beautiful. But them brothers there are so beautiful. They are so beautiful.
They got excellent spirits, don't they?
Oh, my goodness. Words can't even describe it. Words can't even describe. Now, even with guns, they beautiful.
Even with guns, huh? I tell you, man, people, you know, Brother Myron, people don't believe it, man, when we tell them here, man, but, man, there's guns all over the place at this community, ain't it?
Listen, them guns is everywhere.
But I tell you, man, it's just beautiful, sweet fellowship, though, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. I can't wait to get back there, and hopefully my little one will be here.
You know the reason why that our brethren carry guns, don't you?
The reason why they carry guns?
Yeah, you know the reason why, right?
I can think of a few reasons, but I want to make sure I'm correct. What's the reason?
Well, Jesus commanded us in Luke 22:36 that if we don't have a sword, then sell our cloak and go buy one.
Oh, yeah, okay, yes, sir.
And that's the reason why we're carrying a gun, because we actually obedient, because the gun is the modern-day sword.
Yes, sir.
Because you remember back then, you know, people were carrying swords. Remember, Peter had a sword when he chopped that man's ear off. Remember that, right?
Right.
And
yes,
they didn't
sir.
Have firearms back then, but today the sword is the gun.
There you go. Okay. Well, I'm definitely getting one very soon.
Luke 22:36.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right, I got it. Yeah, I don't want to keep you, but I just, you know, I'm just so happy to be able to come there and meet everyone, even the sisters. Everything. I was even telling my wife how the sisters are. I actually showed the YouTube page of this last interview you had with sister. I can't remember her name.
Sister Ashley.
Yeah, Sister Ashley. And she watched that thing I think a couple times.
Man, our sisters, man, they we have some sweet, humble, beautiful, holy, set-apart, sanctified Israelite sisters. We do, man. I wouldn't give nothing in the world for none of them. None of them. Nothing in the world for none of them.
Yes, sir. I don't blame you. Yes, sir. They are sweet indeed. I don't blame you one bit.
You know, Brother Myron, people have never really experience this. They don't get it. They really, truly don't get it when I'm talking on YouTube. So when I start blasting these Jezebel sisters out there, man, they don't understand and comprehend what I'm really, truly saying about what a woman of a meek and quiet spirit it should be like until they actually come here straightway and meet our sisters. And if you run into one, you run into all of them like that.
That's right. You got to meet them. You got to meet them and actually see for yourself. For sure.
Hallelujah. Good hearing from you, son.
Well, yes,
son,
sir.
You
likewise,
my brother, man. Good hearing from you, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Shabbat Shalom to everyone.
Be encouraged, my brother. Shabbat Shalom. Brother Myron. Let's go to Brother Steve in New York. New York. Call number 347-347. It's Pastor Dow. You on the Straight with Youth Radio broadcast. Brother Steve, I can help you, my brother. Come on, son.
Ooh, Shabbat Shalom, my shepherd. So good to hear the trumpet of your voice sounding loud.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King.
Pastor, I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate the content, the quality of content that you are putting out on Patreon. Man, I think YouTube acting the fool is the best thing that happened to this ministry. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, Pastor. It is beautiful. Everything from the spiritual aspect to health, fitness, the water that we drink. I love the calculation you're giving to us just so we can know exactly how much water to drink each day. The amount of fitness, even for me being, you know, having a fast metabolism, I learned so much of how to gain weight. Esther's pushing to lose weight. You know, we're look at Esther. And even paying attention to those that are around us. That law of association. Wow.
Yeah.
That is
that was a video right there.
Wow, Pastor. I'm paying so much more attention to who I even speak to at work. Those around me. And I start to appreciate even more my brothers because we are all striving to fight. And we see it in each other. And that just being around that environment. It's so beautiful. It all ties back to living in a community, all having the same mindset. But it's true. Those that are around you have so much influence. I mean, I don't want to go into too much of what you've been speaking on Patreon. But, man, if you're not signed on to Patreon, something's wrong with you. It is the best investment you can do, literally. The amount of information you're giving is priceless. It really is. So,
hey,
again, Pastor, thank you.
You inspired me to pull something out of them. I think I heard this some time ago, but I'm going to go ahead and give it out here tonight. I got a nugget for you that I was saving for Patreon, but I'm going to put it out here tonight. You want it exclusive?
Please, Pastor, give it to me.
All right. You remember Yahshua said that we are the light of the world, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so here it is right here. When you walk into a room, does the room light up or does the room light up when you leave?
Wow. Pastor, that's deep. That's deep, Pastor. That is
Hey, sometimes
deep.
When people walk in the room lights up. And sometimes when people leave the room lights up. Which one are you? That's a good way to discern.
Wow. Master, keep on pushing that plow. It's not easy to push the plow because you're pushing against the flesh of the earth. Keep pushing, Master. Keep pushing,
I'm trying to
Thank
tear
you.
Down, son. I'm trying to tear down.
Yes, sir, Pastor. Bless you. I love you so much. I love the ministry. All my brothers, my sisters, my elders, Elder Felix. Oh, bless you, Father, for raising up men and women of this faith. Love you, Pastor. Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, family.
Hallelujah. Bless y'all. Thank y'all for all y'all love and support. Glory to the King. Man, that's Brother Stephen, Sister Esther. Glory to the King. Virginia, Brother Chris. Call number 571-571. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight with Youth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Chris, in Virginia?
Oh, man. It's about Shalom, sir.
About Shalom.
Real quick, I just wanted to say, Shabbat Shalom and Shabbat Shalom to Straightway and all the saints that are over there. I really don't have much to say except that Father
hey.
Is merciful.
Yeah, man, a few words is count it wise, man. You said enough right there, Brother Chris. At least you made yourself known.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
All right. Bless you, son.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Go to California, Brother Jared. California. Going from the East Coast to the West Coast. California, Brother Jared. Call number 561-561. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Service Truth Radio broadcast. I can help, Brother Jared.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow. Is
yes,
you
sir.
Know, drop the second R and put a V there. Drop the second R from Jerry and put the V there.
Oh,
it's
Jerry V. Matter of fact, Brother Jerry Shane got it up there. I just don't know how to talk, man.
That's, yeah. Man, you know how to talk. Listen, I'm not even paying that any attention. But anyway, Shabbat shalom.
Jerry V. I
like
got you, Jerry.
Okay. Yeah, Jerry. Anyway, the gentleman was asking you about Deuteronomy 22:6, but Deuteronomy 22 deal with various laws in the Pentateuch, which means the first five books of the Bible, you know, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. But anyway, I just wanted to, you know, because I know, you wise men. You have wisdom, but I just want to share with you. You know, I'm in college and taking these finals, and now I haven't been to church in several Sundays, and I'm wrestling with you know, because I'm a man that pays my tithe, and I need your wisdom. What I need to do, since you know, because of the pagan Sunday, and you know, the Western world is mindset is. Think that's a holy day, and I'm wrestling, you know, so I haven't been going to church because you know how you say come out of there, and you know, I and you know, as a brother who pays his tithes and believe in that, I need to know what I need to do.
Well, Jeremy, let me tell you something. If you're listening to me, you listen to Straightway Truth, you listen to Pastor Dow, then you should actually send it to the place where you're being fed. And since you've come out of her and you don't go to church on Sunday no more, you can either send it to me by mail, by the mailing address we have, or you can send it to me by PayPal, the email dowel7000@gmail.com. That's totally up to you. But, I mean, you're getting paid over here, so send it here. You'll still be in line with keeping the commandments of Yah.
Okay. All right.
You don't have to go to church in order to give offerings and tithes and offerings, brother. You don't.
Yeah. Okay. I was, you know, I've just been wrestling with that, and I know that you would give me the clarity that I need, you know. But anyway, Shabbat shalom. Thank you for that.
All right, Brother Jeremy. Thank you, my brother.
Okay. Shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Texas. Call number 281-281. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Service Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Texas?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow. This is Sister Nastasha. Bless you on the Shabbat.
Hey, Nastasha. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm very blessed. Thank you for asking. I just wanted to give you a thank you for everything that you share on Patreon. I do have a question about Patreon, if I may ask.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Is it true that those of us who give maybe $20 or $50 a month, are we not getting more information than the ones who give 100? Is that just a patron thing that they have, like on the subscriptions, or is that actually true? Is that just a thing that they do to get you more, or is that you?
I do only have a few people that I actually, at the $100 level, I actually talk certain things when it comes to like gods and stuff like that at the $100 level, but for the most part, most people are giving generously out of their heart, you understand what I mean, and at different levels. I actually do what they call different things, but I actually treat everybody pretty much fairly on there. Most people just give because of the goodness of their heart.
Okay. Yes, sir. To answer my question, just thank you for all that you share. My family's following a lot of things that you share, but they don't know it's coming from you. So I'm just thankful that I can be a light, and they're appreciative of me. So I'm appreciative of you and the Most High. So bless you.
All right. Bless you. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
All right. We're done. I bless each and every last one of us, sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name. I'll soon come a King Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. See y'all tomorrow morning. Be the Father's will. I think it is His will. Shabbat Shalom. The King is coming.